And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Throwing Stuff. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Throwing Stuff on a track called Steve's Job, which is from their latest album, Fit, Fine and Well. Now, that's Manchester hardcore punk, Tony.
Lovely.
What is Throwing Stuff's Bandcamp page?
Throwingstuff.bandcamp.com?
It is. As easy as that. It's Tony Wong, Paulie Beam and Sten Neil. We played, that's the second or third track we played from that album. We will be playing another one in a few weeks' time as well. It's a great album, Tony.
Beautiful.
It doesn't muck about, but a lot of the songs are very short, so I am picking the ones that are over a minute and a half long.
Right, okay.
Doesn't make them huge, but anyway, still there. Now, I've got some additional material, Tony. I've been blathering on about how I haven't had any... oh, what's happened here?
What's that?
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. I was about to say I've got some stuff for you, but I appear to not have.
Oh dear!
What's happened here? Hang on a minute. I'm not giving up on this. I've only been an idiot and only opened one of them. It's all right. It's fine. It's here, Tony. It's here.
It's all right. It's fine.
It's all right. I've got it. Panic over.
Okay.
This is very important as well, Tony.
Okay.
Because this is from Anne Kay. If you have a poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email "Poetry Corner." That's what Anne Kay did, and I'm going to read it out.
Okay.
Here it goes. Hi, Paul. Oh, God, but now what have I done? Hi, Paul. In honour of my imminent birthday tomorrow, she sent this yesterday, it's actually now, but you're hearing it in the future, so this is actually in the past, September the 4th. This is from Anne Kay. I've written some drivel about being happy to be alive and how fucking fast the time slips by. By the way, as I will be 61... I believe that makes me the oldest listener who has actually spoken up to reveal her advanced age. Your younger and newer listeners might not get all the references here, but I say too fucking bad. I'm loving NK at 61 swearing like a trooper.
Excellent.
I might be the only person who remembers the story about the tidy hamster, but it still makes me laugh. Well, yes, you are, Anne, because I don't. What was the tiny hamster about? Can you remember?
No, it rings a bell.
It does it? Well, maybe you can think about it while this happens. So, some short poems on aging in honour of continued birthdays. The first one, TikTok. We don't see time fly, though we are always looking. Years slip by too fast. Is that a haiku?
It sounds like it could be.
Next one. Keep dancing. Eternal youth's all in your mind. Even tidy hamsters age. I won't let any aches or pains keep me in a mental cage. Wow. So what is the tidy hamster reference, Tone?
No idea.
Me neither, but there's one more.
Okay.
And by the way, keep me in a mental cage sounds a bit similar to throw off your mental chains, the classic Howard Jones new song. Anyway, last one. Talking about my generation, with apologies to the Who. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Talking about my generation, boomers in relaxed fit jeans, taking in the next big sensation. Even Pete is old, not dead. Hang on. That doesn't rhyme, does it? Doesn't have to rhyme, Tony.
Doesn't have to rhyme.
Poems don't have to rhyme. Grow up, Paul. And then it just says, cheers, Anne. You are welcome, Anne. You darling. You queen. You goddess of the Carolinas.
It really is.
If you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyway.com. Tiny email, Poetry Corner. Anne Kay, I love you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anne Kay.
I was waiting for you to say you did as well, Tony. But clearly you don't. Anne Kay, I'm in the driving seat. Should anything happen to your husband? All right.
Beautiful. Clear,
Tony's not interested. I'm still bang up for it. Right. Two songs in a row now. She's a fitness person. She keeps healthy shape, Tony.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. I'm going to play two songs in a row now. First up, here's a great way to get yourself on Punky Radio. Just lie outrageously in an email and I'll fall for it.
Excellent.
Oh no, that's going to come later on. I'll take it back. This is a completely brilliant email that I got. There was just a one-line email saying, have you heard this One-Eyed Wayne track? I defy you to find a punk song that mentions more punk about punk stuff.
Right.
So I've got to play that. Stay tuned for Rotten Song, which we've learned to say properly.
Okay.
But first up, Tony, and my apologies for the sender of the email concerning One-Eyed Wayne. When I accuse you of lying, you didn't. That's someone else lying later on in the second half of the show. I'll just crack on. One-Eyed Wayne, Tony. What is One-Eyed Wayne's Bandcamp page?
OneEyedWayne.bandcamp.com.
OneEyedWayne5.bandcamp.com. That's a numeric five, which presumably means that One-Eyed Wayne had four goes at setting this thing up before he got it right.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I don't think there's many other One-Eyed Waynes around. Oh, there might be. Anyway. Probably the internet one, Tony Wong. This is What in a Moment.
Yeah.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rotten Son and the track called Bomb Carpets of Love. That is DIY Garage Rock Swedish Swamp, Tony.
Right.
Or from the Swedish Swamp, if you like. DIY Garage Rock from the Swedish Swamp. And a great album, by the way. Is that the second track we played from that? I'm not sure. You can find out more about them, Tony, by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Rottenson.
Yes, it is, but it's just spelled Rattenson because they haven't used the funny letter that only foreigners have. So it's Rattanson rather than R-A with a circle over it, which means or, as we discussed in the past, Rattenson. Facebook.com/Rattenson, basically, Rattanson. So you're right, Tony 2, Paul being Internet 1. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for... I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. So what do you got?
Yes, got a couple of Facebook comments. If you have a Facebook comment for me, don't forget to pop by our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave a comment, do get in touch. Two comments this week. First up, Mike P's been in touch.
Hello, Mike.
He says, hi, guys. Finally managed to catch up with Punky. Highlights of the last few weeks for me included the McGregors, Moral Panic, and the Venomous Pinks. Not to mention Tony's knowledge of geography. Kenya definitely has a coast, although it's not altogether safe to holiday there at the moment.
No, yeah. It isn't. And thank you for pointing that out, because I couldn't remember
right
whether it had a coast or not.
But it is.
You weren't even sure it was in Africa, but I wasn't sure whether it was landlocked or not, but it's not. It does have a coast, so thank you for that, Mike.
Kenya is in Africa.
Yeah.
And Alzheimer Man from...
Did you say that in an African accent?
No, I didn't.
It just sounded a bit like it.
Okay.
It just sounds like Kenya is in Africa.
An Alzheimer Man from a Centurion Sect was comedy genius. If you can try and play a few more up-tempo songs, that'd be great, as my pace on the treadmill is slightly faster than I Graham's. Cheers, Iron Mike.
Well, it's normally fairly up-tempo.
Fairly?
Yeah. 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 We're fairly up-tempo.
Yeah.
I think we're at the kind of pace... I tell you what, after Steve's job, he's probably off that running machine already.
There you go. But thanks for catching up, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Welcome to the present.
Yes, it's all right, isn't it, the present?
It's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. Seth Camelk has been in touch.
Seth, I love you.
There you go. Hi, guys.
There's a lot of love at the start of the show coming from me, Tony.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm just a few away from catching up after my unholy break in listening. I must explain, I've just been made redundant from my job after 23 years.
Oh, bugger.
Bugger. So as from now, I'm on the verge of total meltdown, trying to keep from slipping under a black cloud. But at least I've got Punky to listen to and get an hour of mild quirkiness back into my life.
Old Tony, is that, are you giving yourself the effect there?
That's, I'll let Seth have that one.
Yeah, nice one.
P.S. I think Squid Hat Records would do well at my payoff. Man, there's some good stuff on offer. Cheers, guys. Yours, Seth Catmilker.
Yeah, they really do. Squid Hat have got a load of good stuff. Check out Squid Hat Records. Just type in Squid Hat Records to the internet and you'll find out what we're all talking about.
Mm.
It's basically an awful lot of brilliant Las Vegas punk.
Fantastic punk label.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope everything goes okay, Seth.
Yes, best of luck, Seth.
Yep. But yeah, that's it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, we're keeping up the pace here, Tone, I like to think. Okay. Band called Dyslexic Postcards.
Right.
Who, we've played one track by them before. This is their latest single. We've had this sent. They are Miami Debauch Rock. Can't really go wrong with that, can you?
Mm-mm.
No. What is Dyslexic Postcards Facebook page?
Facebook.com/dyslexicpostcards.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, Internet 1, and this is Joe Frazier. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We'll be playing more Dyslexic Postcards if and when we get it. I'm loving the band. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Not really, no.
All right, then, so tell you about what I did.
Please do.
Because I got back from Edinburgh, didn't I? And I had my first night back in the Pelham, right?
Right.
And it was like, welcome to weirdness again. My local pub is just, it's so funny. You just get characters in there you're not expecting. What happened was, there'd been a death in the family. By that I mean someone who used to drink in the Pelham, aged about 31, died in a car crash.
Oh dear.
And I went in there on the last Thursday night. I didn't get in there until 10:30. And anyway, the funeral for the guy was the next day, the Friday. But some people in the Pelham had forgotten how to do things, so they appeared to be having the wake the night before, right. And there was a mixture of celebration of life and tears and people completely losing it and people being more drunk than usual, which is saying something in there, and randomness. And there was a bloke sat at a table in the window, right? I always sit at the bar, and I walked in, I sat down, I got a drink, I sat there, right? And the first words I heard, before I even heard anybody say, "Oh, hello, Paul, how are you?" was a girl called Claire at the bar shouting, "Oi, Peanut, get your marijuana pipe out." To which the bloke, presumably called Peanut, sat at the table, just shouted out, "Knickers." It was like, welcome home, Paul. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I will just say at this point as well, I'm watching England v Slovakia on mute as we're making this show, and I backed England to win 5-0, Tony.
Okay.
And Slovakia have scored within 5 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, double dear. Anything could happen now. All bets are off. By the time you hear this show, the game will, of course, be over. I will keep you updated on the first half as we make it live, which we do kind of, well, you know what I mean. So that was that. And then this morning, Tony, I had to be at the warehouse for a 6 a.m. start. Got there only to find that the warehouse had messed up the 6 a.m. start because they were having a system outage, which basically means this huge bell shuts down and nothing happens for 3 hours. Right.
All right.
So we were all sat there twiddling our thumbs for 3 hours. So what they decided was, seeing as that everyone is there and doing nothing, they'll do hygiene, which is basically housework, right? Mm. Which is when everyone gets their sweeping brushes out and makes the place look tidy for 3 hours. However, the department I was on had 48 people and 3 sweeping brushes. So I spent the first 3 hours waiting for my turn to lean on the broom.
It was beautiful.
Nothing was going. It was brilliant, Tony. It was absolutely fantastic. It was one of my best days at work ever.
Excellent.
Some people get bored and they say it drags on when there's nothing to do, but I've got the voices in my head. It flew by.
Yeah, true.
It's superb.
Always
anyway. We're going to play something from the vaults now.
All right, okay.
This is genuinely from the vaults. This song dates back to about 1986, Tony.
Okay.
So this was happening before we even had Punky Radio. Certainly a long time ago. 20 years before we had Punky Radio, this song came out and it still fits in perfectly. I'll explain why we're playing it after we've played it. All right, there's a clue. But one of my favourite psychobilly bands are Demented Are Go. And one of their best ever tracks, the track that we're going to play, that they still play in their live set all these years later, they're still going, they're brilliant. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Demented Are Go's website?
DementedAreGo.com?
DementedAreGo.de.
Right.
Because they are, at least half the band are based in Germany now. So I imagine that Grisha, one of the guys in the band, is running the website. So it's DementedAreGo.de, which makes it Paulie Beans Dead 2, Tony 3. And this is the marvellous Holy Hack Jack.
You got a sheath made of plastic, planted over his head. 40 gallons of petrol, gonna burn you all dead. Holy Hack Jack's the man, yeah. Sick, I'm a laser. Sick, I'm mad. Sick, I'm a laser. Sick, I'm mad. I was alone, busted knee, knife strapped to his side. Bombs ablaze, hand grenades, somebody's gonna die.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Maynard Argo Holy Hack Jack from their first album, The Seminal, Tony. Seminal. In Sickness and in Health. A terrific album. The reason that I played that, Tony, is because it's one of my rare occasions when I pick a gig in the world, yeah, which means it's time for...
Poorly Beach, picture gigs in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I'm so proud of that.
Excellent.
Yeah, and this weekend it is Bedlam Breakout in Northampton. I'm not going to give you much more information than that. Just type in Bedlam Breakout to the internet because it's on over 3 days. And Dimensions Are Go are headlining the Sunday night. There's loads of great bands on. King Kurt are playing as well. It's super. The Zip Heads are on. Brilliant, Tony. Uh-huh. Really, really good lineup. But rather than me go through the whole thing, better for you to just check it out. So if you just check out Bedlam Breakout 2017, you'll find it, you'll find the information, and you'll be able to find out about it. And if you are in the Northampton area, as people in the Duke's Arms are,
hello Duke's Arms,
and people in the Lilacs,
hello the Lilacs,
they would do well to go to at least one of the days of Bedlam Breakout this weekend.
Cool.
Absolutely. I have, except they won't hear it till next week, will they?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look at what you could have won, Duke's Arms and Lilacs. You could have gone to Bedlam Breakout. Maybe some of you did. Why not let us know? We'll no doubt find out about it at the wrong time. So that might have been a waste of time doing that for the people of that area, but hopefully some of you other people will hear about it. Let's just crack on with the proper stuff. Tony, have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, I forgot to do the other bit.
Oh, dear.
Don't matter.
Yes, got some more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. All gigs received with thanks. Sussex Saints been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saints.
A couple of gigs in Brighton this week. So, the Ramonas... this Friday, I think that's more for Ramonacs rather than people who are against Brexit, but the Ramonas.
Yeah, they are. They're great, actually. And they're the all-girl Ramones tribute that do their own stuff as well.
Ah.
Brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant, Tony.
It's this Friday, 8th September, the Prince Albert Pub. It's on Trafalgar Street in Brighton.
Because I think they're playing up our way soon as well.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah. They're really good.
Oh.
You would like them very much, Tony. Well, they're an all-girl band and play punk rock. Of course you'd love them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, that's this Friday.
It's never been any doubt at all, was it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, absolutely terrific. If you're in the Brighton area, you can go to that gig. Go to that gig.
Check it out. And then the following day, Saturday, Vic Goddard and the Bitter Springs and Asbo Derek are playing at the Green Door Stall, which is obviously near Brighton Station.
Vic Goddard of Subway Sex, Tony.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I know my stuff, don't I? I get it all in the wrong order, but I do know it.
You do know your stuff.
Yeah, I get it in the wrong order.
But that's this Saturday. Brighton, under Brighton State at the Green Door Store. £8.
Excellent.
There you go, a couple of gigs in Brighton.
So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guy.
I get it all wrong. And seeing as we forgot to do my little tune for my thing, can we play that now?
Go on then.
Paulie B, picture gig in the Welsh, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm just so proud of it, Tony.
Well, you should be.
Thank you very much. It's one of my finest musical achievements. Right, now, Tony, I'll tell you a great way to get your band played on this show.
Okay.
Send me an email that's clearly lying.
Right.
Here we go, I'm back on. I do get everything in the wrong order. So, a band called Born to Destruct got in touch, Tony, with some absolute flannel about how they listened to the show and they really liked it and they thought it was brilliant and they weren't sending me the email until the afternoon because they'd heard that I didn't like mornings.
Right.
Just nonsense. I think they're mates with the McGregors.
Right.
Because they're Cambridgeshire Destruction Rock. And I just can't help thinking, hello, the McGregors from Cambridgeshire. These boys are on a similar line. And I reckon they know the McGregors and they've chanced their arm. And they've got lucky, Tony, because I'd have listened and I liked it. So yeah, they sent us some tracks and I picked this one. What is Born to Destruct's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BornToDestruct.
It is. It's Tony Ford, Paulie B and Internet 2, and here come the chances. Born to Destruct with all the gear, but no idea. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Born to Destruct, who are now forever known as The Chancers, and all the gear, but no idea. But I think it's worth taking the chance, Tony. Excellent track.
Clearly always worth it.
Thanks for getting in touch. Are you doing anything this week?
No.
It's all right, I am.
Good.
So Wednesday night's my dad's birthday, so I'm going down to see my dad, obviously. And then on Thursday, I'm doing a gig in an unspecified RAF base. The reason I'm saying unspecified, Tony, is because as war with North Korea threatens, I don't think we should let people know that a specific section of the Royal Air Force are going to be leathered on Thursday night. A bunk in charge of their Sopwith camels or whatever they're flying these days. if war broke out. So it's just, I'm just doing an RAF base somewhere, right?
Okay.
Then on Friday, I've got my show in Hitchin, which I'm really looking forward to. I've got three great acts on. Who's on? I've got Andrew Bird, Bennett Aaron, and Matt Green. And then on Saturday, Matt Green is coming with me to Oslo, where he'll be joined by Chris Purchase. And so on the Friday night, we'll be doing Woodside Hall in Hitchin. I hope you can get along, 10 quid a ticket. Find out more at lastminutecomedy.com. Or if you're in the Oslo area on Saturday, and some of you occasionally are, bizarrely enough, I do meet Punky Radio listeners in Oslo, it's brilliant. Then come to Horgan's on Hegda Hogsbyen.
Nice.
And we've got Matt Green and Chris Purchase on. The Hitchin show doors 7:30, Oslo show doors 7. Hitchin show starts 8:30, Oslo show starts 8 o'clock. Oslo show's 150 kroner to get in, which sounds remarkably similar. No, it doesn't. To 10, it doesn't sound anything like 10 quid. Shut up, Paul. Anyway, you can find out more about the Oslo show, because quite clearly I can't explain it very well. OsloComedyClubs.wordpress.com. There you go. That's what I'm doing this week. And on Sunday, I'm coming back knackered.
Right.
That's what I think. I'm going there knackered. I'll be coming back knackered. Oh, I'll tell you what I did last week as well, Tony. I got a new barber.
All right.
I don't know whether you saw my little
Facebook
post.
I did see your Facebook post, yes.
But after I binned off my original Nottingham hairdresser, she sent me a photograph of her vagina as an excuse to get out of a hair appointment, right? Mm. So then I went round the corner to a barber's named after an Echo and the Bunnymen song, which I really liked. He moved to Southwell after three haircuts. So then I had to go and find this another one. I'd seen one on Radford Road called King's Barbers. Went down there and it's shut.
Oh.
Presumably in advance of me getting my haircut there to save time. So I then started looking around Radford Road for another one. Couldn't find one. Came back and realised there was one next door to the fucking place. I was like an idiot. Called Rocky's Haircuts or something, and I think the Turkish, but a Turkish place anyway. The hairdresser used to cut me hair for 10 quid. The barbers did it for 8. The Turkish barbers make 6.
Nice.
I know, just every time I get my haircut, it gets cheaper. It's getting more convoluted.
Hmm.
Not the hair. There's not much left, but it's getting cheaper. So anyway, did that as well. Been talking for too long. Let's play 2 songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band called Hillbilly Troop that are off a compilation, a northern compilation that we got a few months ago, but I didn't pick this one out of time, but now I'm going to. But first up, how about a DC, and that's Washington DC, Tony, so not that far from NK. A DC two-piece trash punk band, what about that?
That sounds good.
Teen Mortgage, Tony. What I want to know is, what is Teen Mortgage's Bandcamp page?
Teenmortgage.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony Five for the internet too. This is another good week for you.
Excellent.
And I'm going to say this in Welsh. Whoa. Is it? This is in my ball, if I'm okay.
I want. doing in Spain, oh.
I wonder what they're doing in Spain, oh.
Delanga,
Delanga,
she's the woman in the shadows.
Delanga,
Delanga,
she's the woman in the shadows.
Mom sleeps with a knife under a pillow. I try to speak, but I don't think the words they are so shrill. Oh, boozled, blindy, blue tattoo, cigarettes and a triangle. Eyeball wet, dog rat, mucus, dark danger upon the gallows.
There's danger upon the gallows.
Delanga,
Delanga,
she's a woman in the shadows.
Delanga,
Delanga,
she's a woman in the shadows. I've lost my mind, I made my daddy cry. Oh, I'd love to live my life, but he's be gone to the woman in the shadows.
Gone to the woman in the shadows.
He gone to the woman in the shadows.
Delanga,
Delanga,
she's the woman in the shadows.
Delanga,
Delanga,
she's the woman in the shadows. Shadows.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Hillbilly Troop. A little bit of difference for it. Yorkshire Roots Punk, we're calling that, Tony.
Ooh.
And a track called what I thought was Dead Langer, but it's clearly Dead Langer.
Right.
What is Hillbilly Troop's website?
Hillbillytroop.co.uk.
It is indeed. Hillbilly, the conventional spelling, troop, troupe.co.uk. Tony, 6. Paulie B and the internet, 2.
Excellent.
I can't remember the. I mean, I know the compilation came from, but I can't remember whether it was a Leeds compilation or a Hull one. Might have just been a Yorkshire one. I should have checked it out. I am sorry that I'm done with research, but I've been very tired, Tony.
Yes, that's fair enough.
Anyway. That was Hillbilly Tree with some Yorkshire Roots Punk. Maybe you can find out more about them. Find their website, which is actually rather good. Have you got a track for us?
I do.
Get in.
Thanks for your track nominations. If you do have a track for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the track's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All tracks you do, thanks. Sussex Saint's been in touch again.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
He has come through. He's got a couple of twats, so I'm going to just do one of them, obviously. Hi, Tony. By my reckoning, the last twat I submitted must be over 6 months ago. So really? I should have been king of the twats.
Well, he still kind of is.
Yeah, a little bit. But here's a couple to kick things off again. So the first one this week. When I bought the compilation CD, The Best Punk Album Anthems Ever, I expected the best punk anthems ever.
Yeah, but you're not going
to
get it.
When you look at it closely, perhaps it needs to be rebranded.
It's all the stuff you like, Tony. It'll be a load of bloody that after punk, 90s punk will be on it.
Could be.
I'm guessing.
So can we play punk or not punk with Mr. Paulby to determine whether the concept and compiler Ashley Abram can be classed as a twat? The 50 songs so will take a long time to judge, so let's take 5 from CD1 and 5 from CD2. CD1, well, Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen, yes.
Yeah, classic.
Sham 69, If the Kids Are United.
Classic.
Dr. Feelgood, Milk and Alcohol.
Not really a punk song, more a pub rock song, but a classic.
The Vapors, Turn Japanese.
Can't turn that down, classic.
It's not really punk though, is it?
Yeah,
it's
well,
a bit punky, I guess.
Yeah, but it is really. It's more new wave, but it's still, I'll still give it, yeah.
Jilted John?
Yeah, punk.
Oh, well, that's pretty much 5 for 5.
It is, yeah. So, come on, what's next?
Oh, yeah, CD2, Undertones, Teenage Kicks.
Punk.
Buzzcocks, Orgasm Addict.
Punk.
Bow Wow Wow, 630,
660, 690
Go.
No, C90,
sorry.
C30, C60, C90 Go. Yeah, it got on the original best punk album in the world ever, but it's, oh, I don't know what I call that release. It's sort of post-punk, but yeah, I'm calling that punk.
Okay. XTC, Making Plans for Nigel.
No, not punk. That is new wave. But it's still, after they did the original best punk album in the world ever, they brought out the follow-up to it was called Teenage Kicks, which had that on it as well. So punk, post-punk, new wave, I'm still with it all, really.
Flying Lizard's Money. Have I heard of that one?
It had a, what, sorry?
I think I've heard of that one.
You do know that one. That's the one that goes, the best things in life are free. You can keep them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's all I want. It's a real weird, it's got a punk ethic, but it's not punk. It's weird electronic weirdness, isn't it? And I've actually got an album, The Flying Lizard's Top 10, which has got the worst version of Sex Machine there has ever been. It goes, get up, get on up, get up, get on up. Like a rolling machine, whatever it is, get on up. Like a sex machine, get on up.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah, I think I've played you it before.
Oh, right, okay.
I think I might have played it. I might have played it on Punk and Sorely, actually.
Could be.
It's appalling. It's absolutely appalling. So that's not punk. But I thought that you were going to say it was a load of sort of Blink 182 nonsense.
No. It sounds like it's a bit more. Well, let me finish what he says. I think this is punk proof that the word punk has been misused. New wave would be more appropriate. So I'd like to nominate Ashley Abram for London as a twat.
Yeah.
So
there's some new wave there, but there's actually quite a bit of classic punk on there as well. Okay. I don't know the full lot, do I? So I don't think you did. You pick those, or did he?
No, that's he. So he picked.
So I think he's picked badly. I'm not sure we can do this.
Right, there you go. That's fair enough. Controversial, but no, that's fine.
Well, what's the name of the guy?
Ashley Abram.
Yeah. No, I can't do it, Tom, because it's not the seminal top 50 punk songs ever, but then no compilation ever has been, because they are down to what labels the record company has access to, the guy's personal choice, everything that goes with it. But certainly, from the ones you read out, I'd say what we got there, 7 out of 10 are classic punk songs, aren't they?
There you go. I think it was more. I think you were close to 8 or 9 out of 10.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah. Well, I said no to XTC. I said no to Flying Lizards. You questioned the Vapors. But, yeah, there's a lot. There's classics there. There's a lot there. So, yeah, it might be badly titled, but I just don't think it's worthy of a twatting, Tony.
There you go. No, it's
fair. We've hardly ever done this.
Well, he left it to you.
He did leave it to me. Yeah. That's fair. I take it he's got a great one for next week to make up for it.
Oh, yes.
All right, okay. So, in that case, then, I'm sorry, Sussex Saint, but in the words of Simon Cowell, it's a no from me.
There you go. Fine, then. That's it.
So, you need to get people sending us genuine twats here, Tony.
I need more twats, yes. I do.
Well, just remind them again about it, will you?
Okay, well, it's their email me, tony@punkerager.com. Type your email, is a twat. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That simple, and we'll be the judge of that. Thank you very much.
Yes, and you're normally right, and Sussex Saint's normally right. I'm just not. I can't do that, Tony.
That's all right.
Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
Suicide Generation, a band we've played several times on the show before. This is a track from their first album, which has come out this year. They are London garage punk noise, basically. They're the band that got together as a bit of a laugh, and then everybody loved them, so they kept going.
Right.
What is Suicide Generation's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Suicide Generation Band.
facebook.com/Suicide Generation 666. Makes it Paul Vian set 3, Tony 6. A good win for you, my friend.
Excellent.
Set me on fire.
Hey, baby, you set me on fire! Yeah.
cabin down by a canyon.
That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. I feel really bad about that twat, but I just couldn't do it.
No, it's fine.
There was too much classic punk there to say the guy was 100% wrong. And if you, I suppose we could have given him a partial twatting, but
no,
you really want to give him the full one, don't you?
It's all or nothing, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you don't want to just give him a dry slap.
God, no.
Maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, that's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.SE.
And I hope to see some of you at my show in Hitchin on Friday and some of you at my show in Oslo on Saturday. Thank you very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.
But you can't.